This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians in displacement camps reacted to the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal after U.S. President Joe Biden's support.
Biden outlined a three-phase deal on Friday, saying Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel. He urged the Israelis and the militant group to come to an agreement to release hostages, both alive and dead, for an extended ceasefire.
Israel has offered a comprehensive new proposal. It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. It's what we need.
Many hostage families blame the government's lack of will to secure a deal for the deaths of many of the hostages in captivity. Israel's government has been saying conditions for a ceasefire are still not met. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In its quest to fill the dwindling ranks of infantry, Ukraine has turned to recruiting prisoners to join the fight against Russia.
Under a deal offered by the government, prisoners will have their sentences cleared if they serve in the army until the end of the war. The Justice Ministry says more than 4,000 have applied so far. Private Russian mercenary group Wagner recruited tens of thousands of Russian prisoners to fight in Ukraine, offering them a full pardon if they survived 6 months at the front. Prisoners in Ukraine convicted of certain offences like multiple murders or treason are barred from serving. More than 1,700 already have the green light. Over 780 prisoners have already been freed from prison and handed over to the armed forces. But it will likely take months for significant numbers of new troops to be ready.
That's Reuters' Sean Hogan. South Korea's military says North Korea launched more trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea following a similar campaign early in the week as it continues to retaliate against activists flying anti-net North Korean propaganda. This is VOA News. South Africa was set to end 3 decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid after Saturday voters angrily about the joblessness, inequality, and power shortages voted the African National Congress's share down to 40%. Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement for Sunday.
Boeing's first astronaut flight faced another setback. It was called off at the last minute. AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
Two NASA astronauts were strapped into the Starliner capsule waiting for liftoff when that countdown was halted by mission control.
Hold, hold, hold. Flight control received a CCLS, hold it.
Tory Bruno, president and CEO, United Launch Alliance, says they are investigating why the ground launch sequencer put a hold on liftoff.
Those three big computers do a health check, and they monitor to see that those cards came up when they were commanded to come up and begin doing their job. Two came up normally, the third one came up, but it was slow to come up, and that tripped a red line that created an automatic hold.
NASA officials say they could try another launch Sunday if it's an easy fix. Otherwise, they would have to wait until next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Organizers of the Paris Olympics have set ambitious goals for environmental sustainability. They're aiming to reduce the Olympics' overall carbon footprint by half compared with the 2012 London and 2016 Rio Games. Organizers say they'll slash carbon emissions by building as little as possible and said using existing or temporary venues for most sports, favoring local and meat-free foods, and they're using 100% renewable energy. They say they took sustainability into account early in their planning. Some experts say they're planning well, as businesses would for emissions, but the plans also face questions about some carbon-intensive sponsors and doubts about their long-term future in a warming world facing a growing climate crisis. I'm Tommy McNeil.